Have you ever wondered how some people have cracked the code on working smarter and not harder? Like some people are playing all the time. They're out with their families. They figured out how to fit in their workouts and go to brunch with their mom and have happy hour with their friends, while the rest of us are grinding day to day, barely getting enough sleep, regretting all the years of the hard work to make it. That you raise your hand, because stick around, because today I'm talking with the amazing, amazing super guest that is on our show today. She's a surgical PA, and she is going to share how she's cracked the 80 plus hour work week to create a rich, balanced life. And she's going to tell you how you can create it too. And I'll guarantee you're going to want a sharp pencil. And to take notes. And wherever you're watching from, one, we thank you so much for hanging out with us, especially at our special time tonight. We are live on the Erin Strayer Show, where we are all about promoting, cultivating, and expanding amazing female entrepreneurs that are out in the world doing things just a little bit differently. We talk about hot topics like no sleep, working 80-hour weeks, the pain points. Oh my gosh, am I ever going to see my family? And the cool thing is, we give you the workarounds, the tips, the tools to those challenges that we as female entrepreneurs face every single day. Whoa, stick around. I'm your host, Erin Strayer, and recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me to get them business beyond the basics, because most of them are indecisive. They're held hostage by their own feel, and quite frankly, they've settled for average. Oh my gosh, nobody likes C+. I don't know who you are if you do. And so anyways, at the end of the day, and after all the things are done, I provide massive scaling strategies for growth-minded entrepreneurs so that you and your business get the attention to detail it deserves and you start making money in your business. You can find me on all the places at erinstrayer.com. But again, this show is never, ever, ever, ever about me. It's all about our amazing female entrepreneurs that choose to come on this show. And today is no exception. Sabrina Runbeck has been a surgical advanced practice provider, for over 9 years. With a background in public health and neuroscience, she is also an educator, a researcher, a speaker, and a podcaster. And she is the peak performance queen. Put your crown on a mission to help young professionals, especially women in healthcare, to get rid of the overwhelm by restoring wellness and rebooting productivity so they can feel good, live better, and achieve more with less time and less stress while they rise as leaders in their field. Oh my gosh. She believes everyone has the inner ability to gain more control and find life's satisfactions. They just need to say no to almost everything. How do you do that? And live a life of heck yeah. Oh my gosh. Seriously, seriously, welcome my guest, Sabrina Runbeck.
Hi, Erin. Hi, everyone for listening in.
I am so excited that you are with us, that you have taken time out of your crazy busy schedule to hang out with us here and really talk about this topic that I know you're super passionate about, the young entrepreneurs, the millennials, really diving into who they are and how they show up and how they get to change and shift that. But my goodness, those of us that aren't millennials get to hear this too. So I'm super grateful that you talk about this. You're passionate about this. This is what you choose to do with your life. So thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for just giving me the chance and share my voice and stories.
Yeah. Yeah. So why has this become such a huge issue for you and a passion for you to kind of take on this? Hey, there's a different way. You guys don't have to hit the grind and beat the pavement.
Yeah, for sure. So let me just share a little bit about myself. It was about 4 years ago, early morning, there I was having a fever of 101 while operating heart surgery. My nurse took pity on me and keeps sneaking in DayQuil and cough drop under my mask to keep me going. Mm-hmm. I wondered, how could my childhood passion of working in medicine and living the American dream have turned into such an unhealthy reality? Mm-hmm. Then top that off, when I called in sick the next morning, my manager made me feel like I was inconveniencing him.
We've all felt that.
Right? Then a few weeks later, I treat a young man just in his early 30s as well, who required 4th open heart surgery due to infection in his heart valve.
Yeah.
Because he didn't report new symptoms, thinking they were small and insignificant. And that's when I realized that I have all these small and insignificant things in my life that I have to address before I become a patient myself. And it all come down to what is that I used to say yes to almost everything. But now I know when we say yes to too many things, it's actually going to hurt us. Because society taught us to be polite, to be liked by others. However, when we say things that do not align with our core values, like those side projects that we picked up, then we might feel resentful, right?
Raise your hand, people!
And we couldn't deliver these high quality results we know we can do, and sometimes even break our promises.
Isn't that a big one? I'm going to stop you right there, because how many of us do that? Like, we say yes because we feel obligated. We want to help, whatever the situation is. Oh, it sounds really cool and interesting. I want to be involved in that. Right. And then the busy and the obligations take over. And now we choose to break that promise that we agreed to begin with, to participate, right? And now you feel bad. Now the guilt sets in.
Right. And it's also that internal expectation when we say yes, we thought we got this, we can do it, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're a player. So of course you're going to say yes. You think you got to have the ability to figure out everything in life.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're not seeing that when we try to take on too much responsibility and put ourselves into such a high standard, we're not actually matching who we are, who we want to be, how we want it to show up.
You know, and people don't talk about that, right? There aren't a lot of people that talk about just say no, well, outside the drug companies, right? Drugs, just say no to those. But taking on, like, oh my gosh, you have all the skill sets we need you on our board, we want you on our thing, can you drive the kids for carpool, can you run and do whatever, can you bring me dinner, can you, right? Like all the things. And we end up in that stressed out, how can I possibly fit one more thing on my plate? And then we end up like your patient, that the one more thing that I wasn't paying attention to got me on your table.
Right. And I think ultimately both the young professional who just began their career, or those has been working for many years, or even working in their field of passion, can still have the same struggle of not defining or redefining who we are. Because when we were younger, the question that was always asked is, what do you want to do when you grow up?
Right.
Instead of, how do you want to live? How do you picture yourself to be a service, or like to be interact with others?
Yes. Why is that not the question that they ask our young kids? And why do they have to choose what they're going to be for the rest of their life when they're like, you know, 18?
Yeah, exactly.
Or younger.
They haven't experienced anything at all. So how could you ask them to choose? And so that's why when I hit that breaking point, I decided not to do anything that would drain me. It would only do things that would elevate my energy and keep me motivated and keep going. It was hard. It took a long time. And I think I'm still on the path of continued learning, because with all the psychology, neuroscience, and all the medicine, we still have to learn more about our own mind, our own self-process. So with a simple system, what I call say no to stress and say yes to stamina, that's when I turn my life around. So now I still work full-time in surgery and help other young professionals, especially women, to have this life full of heck yeses. So then they can wake up, feel that excitement of being in the career field they choose and rise up as leaders.
You know, it's so important to stay in that space. And I think when we choose to say yes to stamina, say yes to heck yeah, even saying it makes me smile, first of all, right? It just makes you smile. So therefore your vibration inside of your body and your being, your cells are like excited just even in saying heck yeah. Right? Doesn't matter what tone you put on it. It makes you smile. And I think, right? And I think that that what comes forward when that shift happens, and like you can totally put the medical spin on the backside of this with the neurology that's attached to that shift in the languaging that we choose to use and how we choose to time manage and how we choose to acknowledge ourselves, like the neuroscience, I'm sure it's like, that's like 17 other shows, but right? Like when we choose to say yes to that instead of, or say no more often, what that does neurologically to our beings.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of neural connections, right? Like our brain are not completely able to function the whole entire cerebral, right? It's only components of neural synapses. And then the more you work on things, the more connection they're building. So just like Darren Hardy has the book Compound Effect, right? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, it's knowing that we need to have these big goals. However, we also need to know these smaller steps, smart steps, right? And they are also achievable for us to continue to do a little bit at a time because everything compounds into a greater result. Mm. And also take time because nothing really gonna come overnight.
Yeah, and I think that our society is in that drive-through mentality that I don't want to work at it. I just want it to be, whatever that is. I want to be healthy. I want to lose weight. I want to, I don't know. I want to be the leader that I want to be. I want to know everything I can know about open heart surgery. I want to know, right? Like we want that drive-through mentality when really it's a journey.
Right. And it's also start from the foundation. I think that's what my whole process is about. So even though it's only three steps, bigger categories, but it comes down to the core. And number one is to say no to vagueness. So then you can say yes to dream big and achieve more. Because no one can read our minds. If we're unable to deliver a clear, concise purpose with others, then we wouldn't be able to make connections. And then other people would not be able to support us if the message is not clear enough. And ultimately, we cannot do everything ourselves. We need to have a team able to be supportive. And therefore, to start with any new purpose, you want to write a one sentence statement to see why you wanted to do this, how you wanted to do it. And that can be shared with other people so you can be totally supportive.
You know, I think that doing that too is massive accountability.
Yes.
Not only to yourself, right? Like you take the time to write that one sentence that really supports what you dream and what you want to achieve, but then you actually take the time to give it to somebody.
Yeah.
Probably going to hold your hand and go, hey, Sabrina, how you doing on that? You know, that one sentence you gave me a week ago, how you doing on that? Or, hey, it's been 6 weeks since you gave me that really cool sentence that you're all about that dream. How you doing on that? Right? Just take these steps.
Yeah. I mean, our mind creates millions of thoughts in a day, right? So that one thought, if it's not confirmed, it's not written down, then it could make it seem like it's too big, unrealistic. Once you've written it down, and then become real, it becomes something that you are not so scared about. And then it becomes achievable.
Mm. Yeah. And I think actually writing it down or saying it out loud instead of just letting it run and on the wheel over and over and over again in your head, like you're thinking it. When you actually say it or you write it, like something happens, like some kind of magic happens in that moment that it takes it from a dream, right? Like, okay, I'm no longer dreaming about this thing that I want to do. Like, did it just become a goal just because I did it?
Yeah. Right. Because now it becomes an action, mm-hmm. now that you wrote it. And then the next action was sharing it. So yeah, the accountability. And then once you said it out loud, then we also have the natural tendency is like, if I made this big announcement, now I got to do it. Right.
Right. I don't want to let anybody down.
So that's the first step. And then the second one is to say no to negative thoughts. So then you can reclaim your mental power. Because every mission has roadblocks. The I'm positive I can attitude generates the power and skills need to do. So one simple thing everyone can do is say one positive thing about yourself every morning and say it out loud. Best if you can just say it in front of a mirror.
Ooh.
And so you can begin your day on a good note.
Give me an example.
So let's say me, I would say when I wake up, I'm brushing my teeth. I'm actually looking into my mirror and say, I'm a confident speaker. And even though I can have multiple things that I can improve on my dictation, on my thought process, but I'm confident in the message I'm delivering. I'm confident in how I want it to be, what I want to share, because I'm passionate about what it can achieve for others. So that one sentence, right, set the stage for me this morning for tonight.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that you speak it out loud in front of the mirror. I mean, if you guys do something like this, like raise your hand or say, yep, me, I do it in the comments, because it's really interesting to run those metrics on people. Really, do you do it or do you not? Does it work? How does it set the intention for your day? How does it role play throughout your day from you saying that I am a confident speaker at 6 a.m. this morning while you're brushing your teeth? How did that make your day until this moment right now? Right.
Right. So it's part of self-love and self-confidence builder, right? Mm-hmm. And self-confidence have actually three stages. Most people would think confidence is just the skill that you possess, right?
Mm-hmm.
But let's say stay with speaking, whether you can have a full sentence, you can talk for 3 minutes without saying, right?
Stuttering,
yeah. But that's only one part of confidence. That's just the skills part. The two other part people don't think about is the self-love, trusting yourself, believing in yourself. Mm-hmm. And then it's the social confidence where you are not afraid to ask the right question. You might not know something, but you're willing to seek out the answer that will fill your goal.
Wow. That's a huge one. And I think you're right that most people miss that third parameter there on seeking out, right? Like they miss that part. And it's probably the most crucial one. And I'm really excited that you brought that forward, because I think that so many people just bypass that self-love and that self part of that, right?
Right. So the self-love part, because some of us are just too critical on ourselves, right?
I don't know who those people are.
All the A-tech players out there. We have a tendency of, we set a goal, we know what to do. Let's just go.
Yeah.
But at that time, you're now allow yourself to self-reflect, to absorb all the little nuance, all the wins that you actually did pretty well. You didn't allow yourself to enjoy that, right? Because we're so hard on ourselves to achieve something more. Unless...
Are you type A too?
Unless someone else who are our friends or partners and significant other or whoever, and trust us enough to say, hey, you know, remember when you did this? It's actually really awesome. So you might not have gone 100% on what you want to do today, but you did 70%. That's better than you didn't take action and got 0%.
Right. Yeah, I'll take 70% over zero any day.
Exactly. And then the social confidence thing is that most of us have fear, right? We're self-conscious about what who we are. Did I do enough? Did I show up enough? Is what I prepared really gonna, let's say us, right? As coaches, did people really learn something, right? Then you're always gonna create some type of internal conflict, but that's all the reality you created, not the actual reality.
Yeah, we create our own pile of stuff, don't we?
Yes.
I want to put a different word on that, but it's a kid-friendly show. we're making it a kid-friendly show. But we create our own environment. We create our own energy field, basically, that we surround ourselves with. And that is our own making. And we get to choose to keep it that way, or we get to shift it and change it and really start honoring the fact that, hey, guess what? I showed up and I did 70%.
Yes. Except it's really hard for some people, right? Like, what they saw could only be, I didn't achieve 100%, versus the other people who sees the glass half full, then yes, I did 70%. You know, like it's a process we all have to go through. Sometimes it's subconscious, and that need to take someone else to identify that for you. Then you become aware of it. Then you can do something about it.
Yeah. And I think there's something to be said for those people that think, well, if I can't do it 100%, what's the use of even trying?
Right. That's the fixed mindset versus growth mindset, right?
Yeah.
Even high performers have that. I'm not a certain set of them believe that they got to where they are because they have this innate ability. Mm-hmm. And therefore, if something I couldn't do, that means like, no, I'm just not good at it. So I'm not going to attempt. Instead, all of us have the ability to figure things out. And we just need to give ourselves a little patience to actually try a few times to figure that out.
Yeah. In other words, keep trying. Figure out what needs to be tweaked and shifted and altered, and go back and try it again and see what worked and what didn't, and then make some more shifting. Right? Shift it again, shift it again, shift it again. It's like going from first to fourth gear. You can't really do it. You know, you gotta go through all of them.
Yeah.
Or you're gonna grind your gears, right? And set you into back. Sometimes you hit reverse. And I don't know where we went with the car scenario there, but it makes sense in my mind that so many people want to go from first to fourth, and they miss those two steps in between also. And then they feel like they're a failure. They didn't make it. They didn't make it 100%. It wasn't sustainable.
Right. And so tie into that, right? When we think about leadership and productivity, some people just go directly for the strategy, which is not, to me, it's not the right way, because you can learn all the strategy you want to, but the fundamental is what? You're not clear on what you want and how you want to show up. You have all these mental blocks from negative self-talk and everybody else who are either don't understand you, who are jealous, who just didn't trust you. So saying things that might pull you off your path. So if you didn't have a strong mental strength, how are you gonna fight off all this negativity? Your bank account of positivity gonna drain. So how do we come to that? It's also third step is to say no to putting self-care last. Because when we're able to take care of ourselves first, that will allow us to give the best of us, not what's left of us.
Yes.
Right? I mean, without the right energy, productivity really wouldn't go far. If we allow ourselves to just keep going, push a little bit further, now we're draining our energy battery, draining our bank account completely. And if we're not allowing ourselves to refill, then the more demand come to us, we wouldn't even be able to perform at any basic level even, right? So that comes when the burnout starts. Many people think they're just normal sign and symptom of stress, but that shouldn't be. Yeah. When you're having a cough and cold that doesn't go away for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and you're just like, oh, I'm just tired. Oh, my immunity down. Yeah, exactly. So what are you doing about it?
Right.
Right. So one thing I share with other people who I work with is to plan daily stamina reboot session. So then you will never have these afternoon slumps.
And what does that look like?
So that can be multiple things. It doesn't have to be long. It could be meditation, breathing exercise, stretching, even yawning has been found as one of the fastest way to shut down your prefrontal cortex, which is the cognition, memory, behavior, right? Like not exactly memory, but processing. Yeah. And so if we're having all these crazy thoughts, we couldn't shut them down, then of course, nerve, stress, this overwhelm of another text message. Oh, there's another email. Oh, I have to run to see another patient, right? Like all that start adding in. Instead, we can just allow ourselves to step away, right? Take a break. It doesn't have to be long, couple minutes even, right? Go to the bathroom, have a water break, whatever that fits you best, but actually allow yourself to reboot, because then things you would get done within 20 minutes. And if you don't do this, it will drag into an hour or 2 hours of workload.
You know, I couldn't agree more. And I've been out of the medical field for about almost 6 years. And I can remember so many times desperately needing to step away. Desperately needing to step away. And I think when we do that, you called it a reboot your stamina. I think that's brilliant. You know, whether we're in a situation where we don't, you know, it's a stressful conversation, or it's a you know, for you, you're in the medical industry, you deal with high stress all the time. You're in life-saving situations all day long. It's not elective surgery what you're involved in. And we get to be that reboot. We get to get up out of our chairs, maybe walk downstairs or go take a quick walk around the block. What's it going to take you, 12 minutes to walk around the block, right? Like go take that time, even for entrepreneurs that are at home, or like your young, you know, you deal with the millennials all the time, right? You can get up, you can take a break from your desk and just really pull all of that pieces of yourself back into your center and like regroup.
Right. I think most time we're just relying on our willpower, thinking, oh, well, you know, I know I gotta have this done. So I will just sit here for that next hour. I'll bang this out. But our willpower is so short-lived. We have to be intentionally planning these distractions, right? And what I call the stamina reboot session. But because these intentional distractions, that will actually allow you to reset your clock and reset that energy.
Yeah. Yeah. I know one of our watchers over on another platform said givers often feel guilty or selfish for giving of themselves.
Right. It can seem selfish initially.
Sure.
But it's actually not selfish, because if you're not allowing yourself to take care of the basic need, then you have nothing else to give to others.
Yeah. 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 Your glass is empty. Like empty. How are you even going to give? Right? So when we're talking about wellness and efficiency, how do these saying no, like really come into play over and over and over again when these behaviors start becoming repetitive for us, like we say no more often?
Right. It's about being so sure on your core values, right? The very first step. anything that comes your way, does it truly align with who you want it to be, what your core values are, and how you want it to show up for others?
Mm.
If there's no, that need to be, sorry, thank you for thinking of me, but I really couldn't spend the time to do it right now. And the nicer way to say no, it is to show gratitude first.
Absolutely.
Well, if you thought about me, that means you actually cared for my opinion or for my input, for my work for you. And that should be thankful because people thought about you. But at the same time, people don't know how busy we are, what things we are dealing with that are urgent or emergent. So even with the office space, we do have to explain to others when they drop a new task on our desk and to say, okay, I'm actually working on this other project and it's due at such time. If you're this new one is more urgent, I'll happy to start, but which one do you want me to focus on first, mm-hmm. right? And you now give other people options as well. And you had a clear communication.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's key also is to honor yourself and that you are already working on another project. And how do we navigate and which is more urgent to honor your space and your time and your energy. And there's only so far you can stretch yourself in a day. And I want to, speaking of that, I want to honor your time as well. And I want to hop into where people can go and figure out how to play with you and what it looks like when people step into your space and to work with you and, you know, really step into that, that exchange of energy with you. So let's go there for a second.
Sure. So to thank our listeners, I have a free gift. And because I believe that for you to have a heck yes life, it does require that conscious intention.
Mm-hmm.
And to start, we need to know our strength and weakness and what are these unintentional roadblocks that we have in life. And so I create these 3 minutes of free quiz where you can find at sabrinarombach.com/assessment. And to take the first step to honor ourselves. For people who wanted to continue to see what I have done, Instagram, I do have daily posting, motivation quotes, things that are happening in my life. So my handle is my full name, Sabrina Rombach. And also I'm very active on LinkedIn. And you can also find me on LinkedIn as well.
Yeah. And you guys seriously go check her out. Her feeds are beautiful. Her pictures are stunning. Her message is delightful. And really hop into her free assessment and just see where you land. It's really eye-opening to hop into her assessment and take that free quiz. I did it. and really, really what comes forward out of it is fairly eye-opening, I think, for most people. And I really would encourage you to go check her out, hang out with Sabrina. What's it like to work with you, Sabrina? What does that look like?
Yeah, so I believe totally like what you're saying, accountability. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in self-paced program at all. So whoever works with me will be one-on-one and then we can really dive into the, for me, it's a partnership. Mm-hmm. Someone I like to run shoulder to shoulder with me, never dragging anybody along because ultimately it's a transformation that you have to be wanting yourself. And for me, it's also, I'm super focused from one of my high performance quiz to identify my strength. And I use that for my client as well, because it's about planning a specific roadmap for them. So we can be on track, going at high speed to your ultimate destination. Let's stay excited, mm-hmm. stay hopeful, bring back meaning to your life and bring back your passion while you're rising up as a leader in your own field.
It's so good. You guys, seriously, this lady is beyond brilliant. I love her energy. I love the fact that she is a highly, highly driven medical professional. That lines up with me greatly. We hit it off right off the bat. But also the fact that she really steps into that place to restore your wellness and reboot that efficiency so that your production is productive. Really, at the end of the day, are you being productive? And if you're not, why not? Are you saying yes too many times? Do you need to step out of saying yes and step into no? No, thank you. Right now is not a good time. Thank you for thinking of me. I love that you say, give the gratitude and then say no, thank you. Because at the end of the day, those people did think about you and honored you to offer the position. Really step into those saying no to those unwelcome negative thoughts, right? Not only ourselves, speak to yourself positively in the mirror every single morning, set an intention for a phenomenal day, that you are an amazing confident speaker, and see what your day rolls out to be at the end of the day. I just think that these tips are like brilliant. And then also say no to putting yourself last. So start putting yourself first, doing that self-care so you can give the best to you and yourself and your clients and your family at the end of the day. So Sabrina, brilliant. I love this message. I love the fact that you really focus down specifically with millennials, but those of us that are not millennials get to hear this and get to honor this and get to plug these tips in also, because I think a lot of us don't do it. And we need to. I might be saying that myself. So I really, really appreciate you being with us and in our space tonight. We were streaming at a new time tonight, and I really appreciate the shift for that. And those people that have been watching and hanging out with us, thank you so much for hanging with us tonight and playing with us. We have had a lot of people on our other platform tonight as well. So thank you so much. Wherever you're watching from, we appreciate you. Thank you, Sabrina.
Thank you, Erin.